I was deeply discouraged, though perhaps not surprised, to learn that the Department of Health Commissioner was not on today's witness list.
I'd like to start, too, by expressing disappointment in the absence of the Health Commissioner today.
I will join my colleagues in my disappointment that Commissioner Zucker has not been recalled.
I, too, want to express my disappointment that there's no one here from the Department of Health. I think Upstate deserves better.
Zucker's absence loomed over Monday's virtual public hearing on Upstate nursing homes. After facing criticism for not revealing the number of nursing home residents to die of COVID-19 in hospitals during last week's hearing, Zucker declined an invitation to testify again. Without Zucker, lawmakers focused their attention on speaking with nursing home stakeholders, asking about things like shortages of testing and personal protective equipment. Mary Jo Bhattandhari of Syracuse says her father was unable to get tested, despite running a fever and becoming unresponsive at the nursing home.
Again, I heard it didn't make a difference with his care. And then I also heard them say, we wouldn't even know how to go about it. My father died 2 days later with no test.
Stephen Hance, president of the New York State Health Facilities Association, blames the CDC for not prioritizing nursing home residents and asymptomatic staff for tests by placing them in Tier 1.
In most all instances, in March, April, May, only Tier 1 individuals had access to tests.
There was also talk of PPE shortages. Iris Perks, a CNA at Sapphire Rehabilitation of the North Towns in Tonawanda, says she tested positive after being exposed to a sick resident and coworker.
I was taking care of residents without N95s, no proper equipment, no proper precaution.
James Klein, president of Leading Age New York, says nursing homes went through 12 million pieces of PPE a week at the beginning of the crisis, but it just wasn't enough.
But when members were told if they needed PPE to call their local emergency management office, many times you couldn't get through. You might go days without being able to get in touch with your Office of Emergency Management.
Tom Dinkey, WBFO News.